the polychromy in the church in Hotignets. The polychromy depicting the Last Judgment covers the entire southern wall of the temple's nave. It was created in 1735. It is about 6 meters high and wide. The wall also has two rectangular windows and a door. The painting shows multiple human figures, angels, demons, and monsters. They are arranged in several horizontal layers. Such a composition is a symbolic representation of apocalyptic content. At the very top, we have the sky with a central figure of Christ and a crowd of honorable figures on both sides. Below, there is a row with figures of angels. Below that, we can see a crowd of people as well as several demons and angels. This part is divided into two zones. On the right-hand side of Christ is the zone of the saved, on the left, of the damned. In the center, we have the figure of Saint Michael. At the very bottom, there are figures of people rising from their graves. The painting is quite well preserved. Some fragments, however, have become blurred. Different colors were used, with white, red, blue, and green dominating the composition. In the middle of the highest row, we can see Christ Pantocrator sitting on a rainbow arch. His naked torso is surrounded by a red cloak blowing in the wind. The Savior, with a serene expression, is raising his right hand in a gesture of blessing. He is surrounded by angels. Some are holding the symbols of the Passion of the Christ: a chalice, a ladder, a crown of thorns, a hammer, and nails. To his right, we can see the Virgin Mary kneeling by his side, and on the left, Saint John the Baptist. Behind them, we can see the apostles, prophets of the Old Testament, and martyrs sitting among the clouds, including Moses, who is holding the two tablets of stone. Some are holding their attributes, the instruments of their martyrdom. Here is Saint Paul with a sword, and Saint Catherine, who was sentenced to be executed on the breaking wheel she is holding. In the center of the lower row, we have an angel. He is carrying a large cross. His green robe is blowing in the wind. His spread wings are glistening white. Other angels are blowing trumpets on both sides. The next row is dominated by the proud silhouette of Saint Michael Archangel. He is wearing a colorful robe. He is holding a sword in his raised right hand, and in his left hand he is weighing human deeds. On Michael's right-hand side, we can see a crowd of naked human figures. They are walking towards heavenly salvation awaiting them behind a straight gate. They are being led by several angels. On Michael's left-hand side, there is a crowd of the accursed departing into hell. They are being herded by a pack of black-tailed demons with horns on their heads. Their hands and feet are ended with terrifying claws. On the back, they have membranous wings and a dangling tail. The damned sinners are dying in the gaping black mouth of the whale monster Leviathan, or the jaws of hell, Hellmouth. The head of the beast is shown in profile with its jaws open and the red heat emanating from them. It is swallowing the helpless naked wretches who are being pulled down by raging demons. The bottom row shows people rising from their graves. The naked bodies are emerging from the pits and from under the tombstones. We can see the kneeling Death among them, a human skeleton wearing a cloak. Death has a radiant smile on its face. Elsewhere, we can see a long-haired woman with round breasts crawling out from under the tombstone on all fours. In the lower left corner of the painting, i.e. on the side of salvation, there is also a figure of an angel. It is wearing a green robe and a white cloak. Its white wings are outspread. The angel is carefully holding the hand of a man rising from the grave. However, the rest of his silhouette has been blurred.